The Bithynia tentaculata is a tiny invasive snail in the upper Mississippi River. It can be infected by four nasty parasites. When waterfowl then eat the snails, the parasites attack the intestines, ultimately killing the birds. Up to 15 species of birds can be infected, especially the coot and lesser scaup. Greg Sandland is an associate professor at UW-La Crosse, working in the biology department and the River Studies Center. He says the dead birds can affect the river.
A lot of the birds end up down at the bottom of the Mississippi River, which in turn could theoretically influence the microbial community that's down there, breaking down those birds.
Biologists tried adding sand to an area to push back the Bithynia where waterfowl were, but that method didn't work. Adding a toxin that could kill the snail could harm other species, so researchers don't like that option. Sandlin says they'd like to pinpoint when the parasite grows within the snail. Then, he says, they could try different ways to control the snail in the Mississippi River.
To try to, for example, maybe kick back snail densities in areas where we end up finding the largest numbers of birds. Or perhaps we may be able to modify the environment in certain areas of Pool 7 or Pool 8 to prevent the snails from establishing in areas where you might find large numbers of birds congregating.
Sandlin says it could take a long time to solve the issue and prevent more waterfowl from dying each year. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.